niggas got high hopes, but they aim is low. Stay paid, never broke, that's a personal motto. When I say I run numbers, every verse is a lotto. Like coke in the 80s, I make the streets crazy. My name's in the mouth of all the fly ladies, cause I'm just a nigga who's on the mic. And when I rock the party right, it's your bitch's delight. You was welcome, so don't get mad, I'm really trying to help them. It's highly inappropriate, so cook, you gotta tell them. We pull up in your city, run your pockets for the stimmy. With bamboo knockers in my ears, say you gimme. It's easy, money dripping from me like it's greasy. Feeling like the coldest winter ever when you see me.
Everybody, welcome back. It's me, your host, Cook. It's highly inappropriate. Today we came to let the chopper sing. And I have a special guest with me. Everybody get up for Corey Fats, Scott's Burns. Say what's up, 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 hey. Can't nobody see you but me.
Oh, well, I guess I should start waving. Hey, how y'all doing out there?
What's up, Corey? How you doing?
Going on, Cook? What's good with you?
Chilling. I'm here. I made it another week. I'm a little faded or whatever. Well, but I'm feeling good. You know?
Not mad at that. Not mad at that at all. Yeah. What you got on your plate for this evening on this lovely 3rd of July?
We are going to the Fillmore tonight.
Oh, you're going to get fancy. Is it a little black dress attire or is it doing something else?
You know what? I'm going to be comfy. Whatever it is, I'm going to be comfy. Definitely going to show some leg. Yeah.
So what that mean? Tight dress, not tight shoes? Or well, I mean, how that going to work?
I mean, I don't. You know what? Okay, so I don't know if I'm going to put on jeans or if I'm going to put on another dress. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm going to give them a look.
What are you going with? That's the question. Not personally, like the person, but like female or male.
Oh, I'm going out with my girls tonight.
Oh, little black dress approved then. Yes, we're going fishing. It's a fishing expedition. I ain't mad at you.
Listen, I'm going to shake a tail feather tonight because I deserve... I deserve. Fuck the dumb shit. I deserve.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, don't we all though? And you should do your thing, Shawty. You should do your thing.
Yeah. I am. So, I mean, where you going? You gonna see little black dresses and stuff. So it's all good.
Listen, I'm gonna be in all black. So the chicks in the black dresses don't really be checking for the nigga with the security across his shirt. Even if it's your own. Company, they still don't be checking, but it's cool though because I'll be looking at them, and that's all that.
So today we're here to talk about guns, gun safety, gun ownership, and the African-American community. And Corey is our resident expert on all things guns. So given that outside is opening back up, we're hearing all the stories about, and I was just talking about this, like it's been like drive-bys out popping off. And I'm like, what? What in the world?
They be having drive-bys at like 8 in the morning. I've never seen this. I mean, I've been in PG County forever. Mm-hmm. The level of crime now is just amazing to me because. Who is that man at 7:45?
I
think it was last week. What was that real hot day we had? Was it Wednesday or Thursday? It was like 105.
Oh, like Wednesday or something.
Yeah. Well, they shot 3 people before 9 a.m. I'm like, so you niggas is really just trying to get your murders in before the heat come. Like, the fuck?
I feel like, I'm not quite sure, like, for real, the the biggest for me, the biggest note thing that really kind of was like, okay, y'all doing too much. There was a drive-by in District Heights. And I'm on the phone, I'm like, it was drive-by in District Heights. And somebody was like, it's always a drive-by in District Heights. I'm like, when did we start doing drive-bys? When did we start? When did that happen? What happened?
So drive-bys have been around for a long time.
In the county?
Don't really hear about that. It happens all the time.
For real?
Oh, yeah, it happens all the time. Every day.
Drive-bys happen every day in our county.
Yes, daily. They had one. So, you know, I'm really into this gun stuff, right? And I'm also like, I'm really into like hood news or like, I should take that back, urban news. Because 4, 5, 7, and 9, they want to talk about Trump and shit like that. And it's just good because it's all news. But I need to know what's going on across the street from my house. You know what I mean? Like, I need to know what's really going on to the places that I'm going.
Right.
So I pay attention to the street reporters. Like Kilmo News is one of my favorite street reporters there is. He's a good friend too, but also he's really on it though. Mm-hmm. Like when I say Kilmo can probably tell you you got shot before you got shot. Like for real, like dude, I'm telling you, like whatever hits, he on it. Like, yo, shooting around 3rd Street, one dead, one possible. Oh shit, shooting off 5th Street, two shot. Maimed, whatever. Like he's on it. You know what
and
I mean?
You
like,
know what? And that's the thing. Like around here, there have been like it sounds like explosions.
Yes.
I can't explain it, but I keep hearing it, and so I've heard it numerous times. Like one time, I think because it's some farmland back here, I think some people have a makeshift shooting range around here. Like I heard some. I definitely heard I heard some firing going on. But then I started hearing like big booming explosions and it just doesn't seem like afterward either. I know when I lived down in Charles County, I would hear an explosion and after a while, okay, somebody crashed on the parkway. That's what that sound was. You hear the sirens and okay. Now, whenever I hear it, I don't hear no sirens.
Man, hey, and I'm gonna tell you something. We got rid of the damn cicadas out of nowhere. They just left. And now we had to build the 4th of July. Like, it's just one thing after another. We just don't get a break.
In addition to the ocean being on fire, because it's about to be.
But it's an oil slick, though. It was an oil spill. That's why.
Right. It's an oil spill that caught on fire, but it's still burning in the ocean. And
yeah, it's going to burn until that oil dies out.
But I think it's a ruptured pipe going on. So like how the last pipe that came out, it just keeps coming out. That's why I was like, no, it's going to keep burning for a while because all that oil just keeps going further and further more into it. Yeah. And I'm trying to understand what that is going to do for the
gas prices.
Gas prices, one. But I've been eating a lot of seafood this summer. Hot girl summer has been including a lot of crab legs, and I'm not feeling any of this shit. I'm not feeling any of this. Like, our crab market finally came back, but we're about to have another shortage. And then I just know this is going to create shortages all around. Like, it's just a mess.
You know, it is. It will. But it won't be that bad here because we don't source our crabs from Mexico. So we're not going to really have
a steal. It's the principality, though.
It is. I feel you. Do you really want to bite into a nice piece of shrimp and taste 87 unleaded? You know what I mean? That's going to kind of mess up.
I know. Yeah,
I feel you. And now because I just said that, every time you look at some crab leg, you're just going to smell gas.
I don't know. I don't know how to process it, but it's just like a lot of information, a lot of things going on. And I feel like I don't want to be all doom and gloom, but whatever it is, it ain't going to be nothing nice. It ain't going to be that sweet. It's just not.
But guess what?
What?
It ain't going to be nothing we can't get through. So it ain't nothing to it.
That part.
We're just going to keep our head down and keep it moving. That's all.
No. Oh,
word. That's what y'all doing now? Cool. That's all it's going to be.
Right. Like, oh, you see their shit?
Right. And then have you noticed, like, ever since the world opened back up, we have mass shootings almost twice a week.
Yes. Yes, I have actually. Yeah. And I did want to kind of.
Guess what? Mm-hmm. White people came back outside. I know it sounds racist. I know it does.
And we can't be racist. Sorry. Black people cannot be racist. We can be prejudiced. We can be biased, but right. We cannot be racist. So
I'm going to do like they do. I'm just going off of what I see.
Now listen, this is what I see. And I see a lot of you all letting your buildings collapse in on your people and you letting people get shot the fuck up. Like, I just see a lot of crumbling, like, all around your community.
Like, you've been at home for a whole year and a half. You really gonna come back to work and on the second day you got to shoot everybody in this motherfucker? Dog, could have just stayed home, bro.
Woo! Let me tell you something. A lot of the mass shootings have been disgruntled workers. I'm noticing that trend. Like, it has been a lot of people at work shooting people up.
Yeah.
And it's funny because that's one of the things I tell my daughter. I'm like, learn how to deal with your bullies and people you don't fuck with right now, because when you go to work, it's going to be even worse, because when you really get locked into the matrix and you need that check and you got to clock in, yeah, you're going to be clocking in with that bitch. She was a bitch in middle school. She was a bitch in high school. And she's a bitch now. So.
They never lied, though. Bitching don't stop. Oh, man, I'm going to get a t-shirt. Say, bitches don't retire.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Real bitches don't retire, I tell you what.
In the 60s. Exactly.
So.
She might be a better bitch, but she's still going to be a bitch. My bad. Go ahead.
Shut up. Well, they think I'm out here being, you know, well, you know, I rally against the patriarchy and misogyny, so I can't be up here letting you just be all, you know, bitches and hoes all willy-nilly without being like, hey.
Well, I'm not talking about a female. I'm talking about how a person acts.
Listen, and that is one of the things that I know for sure. Bitch has no gender. And I'm, listen.
It's a noun. It's a person, place, a thing.
Right. Thank you. Bitch is a noun. You're right.
Yeah.
A whole ass motherfucking noun.
You going up in that bitch tonight? You know what I'm saying? Are you going up in that bitch tonight?
I'm going up in that bitch tonight. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, yeah, we going up in that bitch tonight. Matter of fact, I was just asking if that bitch was 420 friendly, and it was like, nah, that bitch ain't. And I was like, well, fuck it.
Right. Exactly. Okay. But you're a PG County resident, right? Or you're a Maryland resident, excuse me.
I'm a Prince George's County resident now.
And you also live in Maryland, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
So do you want to join the 30.20%?
I think we've discussed this and I have to wait.
Right.
But I will.
But it's a segue. It was a segue.
Segue. Yeah. So tell us about what you do exactly. Tell us exactly about what you do. Also, drop the name of your business as well.
Okay. My business name is FATS, stands for Firearms and Training Solutions. I am a NRA certified pistol and rifle instructor, also USCCA certified firearms instructor, Maryland State Police certified firearms instructor, and DC's on the way, and so is DCJS, that's Virginia. I'm licensed to teach firearms training. We can go to basics like your HQL, which is your handgun qualification license. It's the license that every Maryland resident has to have before they can buy or purchase a firearm, pistol or revolver. Now, you can go buy a shotgun without one, a shotgun or a rifle without it.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My wheels are spinning. Go need ahead.
Okay, so, prime example. Firearms and Training Solutions. That's FATS. That's a play off my nickname. Mm-hmm. So you would contact me through either Facebook or Instagram or my cell phone number, whatever you have. Mm-hmm. You'll say, hey, I want to get my HQL. I'll be like, hey, no problem. Bet. Let's meet at the range. We'll set up a time. We will go to the range. I will go over firearm basics with you. That's a stance, grip, breathing, trigger press. Firearm safety, how to load a magazine, how to unload it, how to clear a malfunction. We go over through about 2 to 3 hours, almost 4, of just in-depth understanding of a firearm. And it's to make you comfortable with it. Then after we do all of that, we're going to go on the range. We'll hit the line. We'll
takes one shot for HQA, but I normally give my students 5 to 10, depending on how good they are or how they need more so they get comfortable. After that, you get your fingerprints done. Let's say do at the range, Maryland Small Arms and Upper Marlboro, shameless plug. You get your fingerprints done. That's $60. Then you will go home, get online to the Maryland State Police website. You will follow the instructions that I'm going to send you. You'll apply for your HQL. You'll pay Maryland $50. And that's for your license. It's a 10-year license, the HQL. Within 7 to 10 business days, they will email you back with a congratulations. Here's your HQL number. Once you get that number in your email, you can go buy a firearm in Maryland.
Ooh, okay.
And that's about all of it too. It's not hard. And Black people, you do not have to be scared to go to the gun range. I don't know why. I don't know who told y'all that the police are there. I don't know who told y'all that they're going to be looking through your stuff and they're going to be running. No, they don't do any of that. They don't do any of that. Like, I had to post this video last week about showing people how to walk into the gun range. Mm-hmm. We got to get out there. We got to get trained because Jesus ain't coming back. And I'm sorry, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. He ain't coming back. So you're going to have to handle your business while you're here. I mean, it's going to be you against whoever it is. Give yourself a fight. Give yourself a fight.
So listen, no, real talk, real spiel. I've been to the gun range. I fired firearms. I know how to use firearms in the sense that I know how to put a cap in your ass.
You think so, but okay.
No, I just pulled the trigger, put a cap into my ass. That's the best I can do. Now, could I do a drive-by? No, no.
Actually, you could, but go ahead.
I couldn't. I would now, if there, and you know what, this is one thing about me and why I don't really fool guns, because I know I wouldn't want to be the trigger man in the drive-by. I would be the wheel chick. I'm handling the wheel.
Yeah, you know, the person who drives normally is the one who always gets shot.
Probably, I believe it. Because y'all shooting out the windows and shit, and it's just like, why? Or when they return fire, they shoot at the driver.
Exactly, because the guy who's out the window, he's shooting at somebody on the other side of the car.
Right.
So when them other people shoot back, they normally hit the driver first.
Right, and then that's when we crash into a light pole and then get us all. Yeah, see,
you saw the movie.
Exactly. And listen. And so here's my thing. Uh-huh. I want more Black people to go to gun range because I need more precision in our gun violence. I will say that. I need more precision in our gun violence. Y'all niggas out here just shooting all willy-nilly. You can tell you're not used to firing because the minute the kickback come, you're throwing your wrist up in the air. And I cannot. But no, I do believe that there is a place for this conversation in our community and how we start educating ourselves. I do believe there should be a youth component to our education and training, meaning they should have working knowledge of guns at a certain age. Like if you come in contact with one, if your friends are like, well, do I want to look at one? At least you'd be like, no, I don't, because that's like the first thing as a kid. Like the minute somebody asks you, do you want to go look at a gun? You should be like, fuck no. It's just way too many stories out here. Somebody looking at guns, playing and shoot themselves in the eye.
Yep. And it's been like that forever.
It's
and
just way too have, many stories.
I actually have a youth group that I do. Like I train a lot of children and I try to do a lot of mothers and children.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, you know, the Black community, we have fell off when it comes to the family units. You know, as we should be, but just because you're a single mother does not mean that you should be out here, you know, just left to the world. No, handle your business, queen. In Africa, the queens fought along with the men. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You are a warrior. You can raise a whole family by yourself. You can protect that family by yourself also. So come and get trained. Let's get you together. You know what I mean? I train more females than I do males.
You train more women than you train men.
Okay, yes.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Because you said females, like your female cats, female bears, you're training female bears how to shoot. No, you're training women. because, you know, human beings, other people.
I train more women than I train men. And it's just because women are getting out their own way and they want to feel safe. And I tell all of them, men are not protecting Black women the way we're supposed to, the way we should, the way we were hopefully raised to. So you got to do it on your own. I hate to say it, but I mean, you got to pick it up. You got to protect your house. In PG County, our better areas are like what, Bowie, Marlboro, right? The response time from PG to get to your house is about 4 to 12 minutes. So now let me ask you a question. Cook, hold your breath for 3 minutes.
No, I can't. Jesus, I'm a smoker. No, that's just impossible. Come on.
So how are you going to keep a man up off of you? Now, I know what you're saying. Now, I can fight. I just can't hold my breath.
Listen.
But it's a difference. I mean, you got to think
right,
about it.
Right.
If you're able to get to the phone and you hit that 911 and you say help, and they roll somebody out to you, and they got all the cars coming, like they're sending the cavalry.
Right.
It's still going to take them at least 5 minutes. That's in the best area. And that's if somebody was around the corner.
Right.
But within that 5 minutes.
Yeah. It's battle.
You know, then you're fighting for your life in there or whatever. That's even if you got a chance. Like, I mean, men, there's some crazy people out here. So.
Yeah.
You need to be on your Q's and your P's, your Q's, your WTRs, all that.
It's true. Yeah, because there was a serial killer in the Largo, Upper Marlboro area back in 2014, and he was specifically targeting single mothers, women.
With their daughters.
Yeah, and single mothers who had daughters, that's right.
You know what's funny? I know what really happened to him.
He was trying to rob them, wasn't he?
I mean, no, he was trying to rape him and kill him. He was doing what he did. He's doing what he did. But here's the funny part. When he got to Upper Marlboro, right? Somebody was coming down the road to go to court. This dude already had 3 life sentences, and he was a blood, right? The dude was in jail. They had him in Unit 12, but they had him segregated. So the CEOs got together and told the dude who was down the road, the blood dude, like, yo, they told him what the dude did. They're like, put me in the cell.
What do you do? Tell me.
What comes around goes around. That's all I'm going to say.
Jeez. And you know what?
Oh, man. And I mean, he brutally raped that boy for like 2-3 days before they really had to go in there and get him. And like, okay, he's got to go to the hospital. So, like, you got to bring him out. Dang. But it was a weekend. And they, man, he.
Oh, yeah. They just left him in there.
Yeah, I mean, they did it on purpose, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you go, hey, look, you ain't out here killing women and children.
Yeah, because that one lady, he murdered the daughter in the house, had the mom in the trunk, and he set the car on fire. It was brutal what he did. And he was like a FedEx driver or something. So when they were, at first they thought it was robbery because these were moderately comfortable women who were ordering packages. And that's how they got them because, you know, you're ordering your Coach, your Louis bag. And so that's what they were really following at first. But no, he just was targeting them because that's what he wanted to do, like you said.
Yeah, two different families, 2 mothers and daughters.
Yeah, I remember that story because I was just thinking, I was like, wow, I remember thinking to myself, I'm glad I moved to Waldorf when that story happened because I was looking in that area at that time.
And the funny part, like right now, there's a guy in the Largo area who's going up to people's doors and asking about Wi-Fi and stuff like that and pushing through the door.
Right.
And he's in a service uniform.
Yeah, and that happens.
It's happening right now and nobody's talking about it.
Well, no, because this is about the time for that stuff to happen because I remember... A guy came and was like, yeah, it's almost 4th of July weekend. We want to make sure you have your security because that's when da 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 da. And I had ADT, but I never put my alarm signage in my front yard.
Right.
I just didn't do it. If people came to my house, I would open the door and they'd be like, oh, you have an alarm. I'm like, yes, I do. Right. So when I remember him coming like, yeah, like we're being, and I'm like, I don't need an alarm system. I got it. And I think he was coming kind of scoping out.
Yeah. And that's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're taking advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But the news don't say anything.
Well, that end, people are most likely, you know, when you see a service person, they're typically pretty friendly and conversational. So next thing you know, you're kind of sitting talking to the guy maybe for about 3 to 4 minutes. And, you know, he'll be asking you questions and then they start asking questions about your neighbor. Like, oh, yeah. So it's like in my townhouse, we all had parking in front. So he was like, is that your car? And I remember my neighbor had a Mercedes, a big gaudy one at that. And I was like, no, that's not my car. That's my neighbor's car. And so he was just like, oh, okay. And I'm like, but I didn't say it, but I was like, she's military. She's got a couple pieces in the house. You can play if you want to. I'm pretty sure she'll grapple your ass, at least tackle your ass pretty good. You come up in it.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, like, you really got to be on your P's and Q's because you think a guy is out here really trying to holler at you because he like you, he's attracted mm-hmm. to you.
No.
He's really just setting you up.
Yeah, he's trying to figure out where you live, right. How you live, and all that other stuff. And, you know, it's funny because I remember it was a guy I was talking to, just we were having casual conversation, excuse me. And the only reason why he even got the invite to my house is because he grew up with my friend's brother, so they were able to vouch for him. So we were right. handling some business. And I remember he was just like, well, what kind of people come over here? And I looked at him like, what do you mean? What kind of people come over here? He was like, I was like, only my friends come over, like only people I fuck with. I was like, the only reason why you're here is because you got vouched for. Meaning if something happens or something goes down,
right.
I can go back to those people
mm-hmm.
and they're going to do something about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they going to know, like, hold up, he did what? And I'm like, yeah, your people.
Right. Get him.
Right. Him. So him. I don't have get to do him. It.
Right.
So I don't have to do it because, you know me, I love settling a score. But but no, I just remember he said that, and that kind of made me kind of look. And he was like, yeah, all the only people you trust. I'm like, who lets people they don't trust come to their house?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who does that? Well, look,
there's over 3 million people in Maryland, right? Over 3 million people in Maryland, the whole state. Some of those people are kids. Some of those people are elderly. Some of those people have been incarcerated. They're felons. They can't buy a gun or, you know, they can't own a gun at all. And there's still 30.20% of Maryland is armed.
Yeah.
The last year alone,
mm-hmm.
2 million, almost 2 million people got their gun license.
Oh, yeah. Maryland's strapped.
And guess what? It sounds like a good victory, right? Like, oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
No.
But it's not.
No.
You know why?
Most of them are white people down in all of them.
Oh, we we've taken the helm. We are the ones.
Well, it's semi-comforting.
It is, but you know the problem we have?
Niggas just nig too much.
Yeah, but no, it's not even that. Like, I don't know what it is about black folk and a shoebox. And trust me when I tell you, this is gonna make you laugh. Every older person I know has a shoebox in their closet with a gun in it.
Yeah.
Like, my dad had one. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I knew about that shoebox my whole life. It's up in the corner in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Black folk will put a gun in that. They will go buy a gun, put that gun in a damn shoebox, put that shoebox in the closet, and they won't touch it no more. It might come out on New Year's Eve or something like that. And that's not good, because you can't build these kind of skills and not keep them sharp. I go to the range at least 4 times a week training people, you know what I mean? Every day. Boom, boom, boom. If I don't shoot for 2 weeks, when I do shoot, I can tell I haven't shot for 2 weeks. Guns is something you have to constantly practice. Point of aim, coming out, everything. Lining up your sights. You have to practice that.
Yeah, you do. And even lining up your sight, you know, the funny part, I went with Lloyd to the gun range and he showed me.
You ain't learned shit.
No, he taught me how to use the 9mm as far as, well, not like how you would teach me, but yeah.
So like, now, nah, yeah. Uh-huh. That's what's going on. He doesn't have a shoebox. But he don't go to the range, though.
But he's busy. Well, he's not busy. You know, he in the house right now. My man in the house right now. Homie in the house.
Homie's right here, actually.
Hey!
Cool. He said, what's up?
What's up? Y'all finished up that syrup?
That what?
The syrup I left over there.
The syrup?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Michael probably did, I guess.
I was about to say, I know it's gone. But nah.
I still got my honey, though.
You know what? We're going to finish off the honey, I tell you what.
But yeah, so gun ownership is really what I'm trying to push to everybody, and everybody getting comfortable with guns and getting your children involved. Like, don't be scared for your child to run up on a gun. Just teach him what to do if he sees one.
Okay. So like, right. What age would be a good age for that? Like an introduction age, like.
Right. So this is what I normally tell everybody, right? You know your child.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of leave it up to the parent. Like, if you think your child is, you know, able to grasp this, well, then it's fine. If that's at 8, 9, 10, cool. Now, if you feel like, nah, he ain't right there yet, you know what I mean? We probably gonna wait till 12, 13. That's fine, too. You know your child. I don't. So I kind of leave it up to the parents. But I also say this, though. The earlier, the better. If they grow up with it, then it's not, they're not fascinated by them.
Right, right.
But it's not like, oh my God, that's a gun. I got to touch it. It's like, it's my dad's gun. It's right. It's always there. You know what I'm saying? It's what he does.
I mean, I remember hanging out with friends and it was always that one friend that was not allowed to touch no pistols.
Right.
Not allowed. I just recall, I remember it was so funny. My one friend, he took the clip out and was about to hand it off. And then we had another friend who snatched the gun like, my nigga, clear the chamber. And right. Sure enough.
It was in there. I know.
It was the one in the chamber about to blow his damn head off or blow somebody's eye out. My God, I was just like, see, you need to have somebody. And this, I cannot stress this enough. Even if you are a nigga, if you abroad, I don't care what level you at. You got to have somebody around you smart. Somebody around you's got to be smart. It's got to be somebody smart.
There's got to be one in the crew. There's got to be the one brainiac, yo.
Somebody. Like, just somebody that could just prevent y'all from doing stupid shit.
You need somebody who's around who always knows how to spell everything so you ain't got to change your whole sentence around when you're trying to make a post because the word you're trying to use, you can't spell it, and your autocorrect is stupider than you are. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you're trying to say either. That shit is so frustrating.
I just can't stress this enough, y'all. You gotta have one, somebody in the crew gotta be learning.
Got to. Somebody, man.
I swear, you got to. And if it ain't nobody in the crew, prayerfully is you. Cause my God.
why are you hanging around nobody who's smarter than you? Like, what are you gonna learn? You can't, no. You gotta be around somebody smarter. You gotta evolve. You need new friends. If all of y'all are dumb, one of y'all need a new friend.
I cannot.
Yeah.
I can't stress that enough, man. Gotta have somebody in the squad. Gotta be like, nah. Like,
I passed the library. Motherfucker walking out with a book bag. Snatch his ass up. Make him your friend.
Like, anything.
And make him go to the library, though.
Somebody's got to know not to mess with. Somebody's got to be smart enough to tell y'all not to put the firecrackers down the utility drains and shit. Somebody has to be that person in your crew. And I'm just, that's all I'm saying.
See, I was smart enough to know that, but the sound that it makes when it's in that manhole, hey, look, you got to go do it, dog. I get it. You got to go do it. Sometimes you got to live your best life. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's the worst shit in the world. Go live it like it's your best life. We used to play, we used to throw quarter sticks at each other back in the day when I was growing up. So, yeah, we would drive around and throw quarter sticks at each other's cars like it wasn't real fucking dynamite. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, cherry bombs, all that shit, all that. Now, I ain't going to light a firecracker for nothing now. I've got a feeling if I try to light a firework, I'm going to lose a finger or something. And I ain't really trying to be fat with three fingers. I mean, it's hard enough out here for a fat guy. I don't want to be a fat guy with three fingers.
Yeah, if you lose your fingers, I'm still going to be your friend. But you're going to get these jokes, my nigga. Like,
you know what? Friends are fine, but I'm looking for somebody to be them. Yeah, anyway, so... I know I ain't gonna lose no friends. I ain't worried about friends. Long as my bitches love me. It's like, no. That was Drake. I wasn't calling the woman the B word. I was Drake phone. I'm down, y'all.
Right. Hilarious.
Yeah, please, yo. Please. Protect yourself. Even if you don't want to carry a gun, that is so fine. That's fine. That is fine. We have so many non-lethal options for women. Mm-hmm. And there's no excuse for you not to have something on you. I just need you to stop the threat. Save your own life. That's what it's all about.
So what do you think about tasers? How do you feel about tasers?
Oh, I love them.
Okay. I have a friend, he wants me to tase somebody, but I was like, it's not enough. I'm thinking about getting a stun gun, though.
It's the same thing, ain't it?
Well, you know, when you shoot the little, and it shoots out, and the beep, like, that one, when you shoot the taser gun, when it shoots out, and you gotta pull it out to people.
You want that one, or you want to just touch them with it?
I think I want to launch it in somebody, like, because I want to definitely get somebody in the face. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it'll really happen. It's always funny when it happens in movies.
Right. So I've been tased a couple times. It's not as fun as you think, but it's not as bad as it sounds either. It will capacitate you for a good, probably a good minute or two. You're definitely going to hit it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to lock up. Good enough time for you to get away. Only thing about the one that shoot out, right? The thing I don't like about that is one shot. That nigga move. You're gonna be like, what hole, brother? Like paper, rock, scissors for this. I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, you know, like, look, bro, you gotta hit him with I'm gonna give you one, but that's it. You gotta come up with it. You gotta do. That's why you get the taser. You just touch them.
I know. But if you think about it, that is also for close combat, meaning if you're already in the scuffle or if you know, somebody's coming up on you for the scuffle. You know, you're not supposed to let anybody walk up on you, but if they do, right. Having that taser in hand really give them something to think about.
You're right. And when you hear that, you know what I mean? When you hit that button, yeah, that make them, oh, all right. So you going like that, shorty, for real? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He going back. He ain't trying to get it. He ain't trying to get hit with that taser.
Listen, some niggas need to be tased.
Hey, I agree.
I'm maced too.
All that. I got all of it. And I'm with all of that shit. I'm with the shits. You hear me? I'm big on guns. You know, I'm a gun guy. Mm-hmm. My Instagram is Fats the Gun Guy. That's FATSBAGUNGUY. That's right. Arsenal. Yes.
All one word?
Yes.
Okay. Fats the gun guy. Fats the gun guy. So that's a D-A, not the, Fats the gun guy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, like, I have an arsenal of guns, you know what I mean? But I got a lot of knives. I got tapers. I got the cat ears.
So the cat ears, those are like, so they banned. I did not know. So brass knuckles are banned in Maryland. We're not allowed to use them.
So guess what? They say that, but you go to any liquor store, you can find them. So
right, because I've been, I mean, not gonna lie.
I got some shit. What's up?
I did want a new set of brass knuckles, though. Not even going front.
I like how you said new set. Okay. She's like, run out to the track star.
Shut up.
Woo, 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 woo. Right. So I feel you, though. But the cat joints work good. The brass knuckles are great. You know what I mean? Especially for a smaller size woman. You can't hit a guy like my size with that little fist and think you're going to really do something. But a brass knuckles equalizes everything.
That is an equalizer. And sometimes, listen, and I've been saying that for a minute, sometimes you got to pull out the equalizer.
Exactly.
I mean, I get it, because I've always said, like, I remember, because, I mean, growing up, it was like, you know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Because we were taught the only way to stop a bully is to beat a bully. That's like, there is no, like, you just going to have to beat the bully at its own game, like, just get in there and mix it up.
No, no. Like my father told me when I was young, a bully is like a balloon. Pop his ass one time and he'll leave you the fuck alone.
Listen, one good time.
I tried that shit, too. That Billy whooped my ass, yo.
You can't just pop him one time. You got to really get in there and mix it up.
Pop. He didn't say pop him again. He said pop. He said you pop the balloon and it's going to be over.
No. Some bullies, really, you're going to have to just really mix it up and fight.
Right.
You're just going to mix it up. You're just going to do it. Like, it just is you know what I mean? Going down.
All you got to do is give him a good fight.
That, right.
He might beat your ass, but he ain't going to want to do that all the time. You know what I'm saying? Don't he know that you're going to fight? He probably leave your ass alone.
Right, right, right. He just got to be real mad if he come back for you, like, all. Oh. But, yeah, if you hit him back and you're not going to just let him fuck with you, yeah, they leave you alone.
Right.
Nine times out of ten, yeah. But no, I do want to set up those cat eyes though, because I've been looking at it's a account. It's called Pretty Defense, and they have a little jam. You heard me?
Yeah, your audio had went out, but I got you now.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Hold on, make sure this.
It's cool. No, you're good. You're good.
Because no, it's like the Pretty Defense account or whatever. She's got like you can pull. It makes the noise, like the whistle noise. The high frequency noise. Mm-hmm. And then it's also what else is it? It's also the little punching stick.
Yep.
And then it's also like the little cat ears you was talking about. Mm-hmm. The tasers that look like cell phones.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yeah, looking at those, because I was thinking about, and then they got the little knives that look like combs.
Yep.
I'm not a big fan of those kinds of knives. I like switchblades. I'm not a big fan of butterfly blades, but if I had to, I could. If I had to.
Mm-hmm.
But I do prefer like a good blade, no bullshit. Everybody needs a good blade, because sometimes you just got to cut a bitch.
You know, sometimes you got to just cut and run, you know?
Listen, listen.
And go on about your business.
Cut it. Listen, cut that bitch and be feet. Live to fight another day. But as you know, if it's more than one of them, true, for real, somebody's just going to get got. If it's more than one of you, somebody is catching all the rage.
Long, short, deep, and wide. You hear me? But yeah, it is like that. But like, it's all about, we're making jokes about it, but at the same time, the point is self-defense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, what are you going to do? It's 3:00 in the morning. You're asleep. You're sound asleep. Even a good sleep. You, Tevin Campbell, and Michael Jordan or Michael Jackson, or y'all doing some crazy things in y'all dream that you never thought you would ever do. But guess what? You hear a big ass bump in the night. You wake up like all black people. What the fuck is that? We ain't getting up till we hear it again. You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
I don't know what that was, but if I don't hear it again, I'm going back to sleep. Then it goes again.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit.
Smiling, motherfucker.
Now your adrenaline's going. Your heart beating fast as hell. You're scared. You're nervous. You're sleepy. You're tired. And you don't know what the fuck is going on. But something's going on inside of your residence.
Yeah.
You pick up the phone and call 911.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whatever the fuck made that noise is still out there somewhere. Mm-hmm. And you don't know. Could he be downstairs in the basement? Could he be outside your bedroom door? Could he already be in your bedroom? What are you going to do after you call 911? I'm never saying don't call 911. I'm just saying what you going to do after you call 911.
Yeah, after you call 911, that's when it's you and him. Like, I done called the police. If you still up in this motherfucker, this my house, and you can get carried out.
Like, well, sir, why you didn't call the police? I'm like, because my gun was closer than my phone.
As long as you call 911, you can call 911 after and be like, he was in my house.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's all I'm going to say. Hey.
Well, you know, do you remember this? You remember the dude? He was, I think he was a Homeland Security or FBI agent. And he ordered furniture from Marlo and got into a fight with them two dudes and ended up having to shoot them. You know, they just released him.
For real?
Yeah, he got out. Because what happened, one of those justice projects at one of the law schools reopened his case. And they were like, they didn't do a good enough investigation, meaning he was in the house, saw one of the guys coming out of his daughter's room. And he was like, why are you even up here? And that's when they got to fighting and tussling. And that's when he shot one of the guys and killed him. And the other dude that he shot ended up surviving, but they called the police.
I know.
So, I remember that story clearly.
I was on the jury for that trial.
Shut up!
No, not the whole thing. I got booted off, but when they did the jury selection, I was in there for that trial.
Sure.
It was my jury duty day. You know that dumb shit we got to do for, you know, your civil rights or whatever the fuck that shit called. Yeah.
Because we made the decision to vote. We made the decision to vote. Now we gotta go to trial and be a jury and shit. Jury of your peers,
right? You know what I'm saying?
That's another reason why niggas gotta vote, because that's how you get called for jury duty. And y'all niggas need to be on these juries. No bullshit.
No, I was trying to get the fuck off of
them. I mean, but still,
they were like, "Well, sir, how do you feel about the police? Fuck them."
No, we need to be on a jury.
Nah, fuck that.
For our trials.
I didn't want to be on that trial though.
Oh yeah, because they surely did lock him up, but right. He came home,
and I mean, he was been about 10 to 15. So I mean, that's about right.
But they were just saying that he shouldn't have got that. He shouldn't have been convicted at all. I think they came back and said that there was enough.
Now the second nigga he shot.
No, they were saying he came back with enough. They were saying they did a thorough enough investigation the first time around. They would have saw that there was enough evidence to kind of give credence to what he was saying. Like, they were walking in and out of the bedrooms in my house.
Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
People changed. Story didn't.
Mm.
People are more cold and more violent now. So they just, yeah, fuck that. I feel you. You know what I'm saying? But nah. Uh-uh. And I don't believe all that going out the door to the room and shit. Because I was really into that joint, because I even knew the dude who got shot or the one who died. I forgot which one it was. I didn't know him that well, but he was a young cat though.
Was he in it? Did he have any priors, or was he into anything?
They was some cool dude, you know what I'm saying? But the police officer had a bunch of fucking priors. He had already shot somebody before that. That was his second incident. That nigga was crazy. He had been crazy. And that, that nigga was, no, he was fucked up. Well, nah, fuck that. He should have stayed his ass in that motherfucker.
Well, he out now, but I tell you what, if he's crazy, he'll do something again.
I don't know though. You know, you get put behind a wall, you realize how you ain't as crazy as you thought you was.
That part.
You was crazy as hell with that badge.
Yeah, with that badge and that gun. But you take that shit away, I bet you they let you know real quick that nobody give a fuck about that shit.
Right.
I couldn't be a dude in jail. I couldn't. It's just... Story time. So I had to go to the county lockup or whatever. It was some bullshit.
Haven't we all?
My first time going, first time getting arrested and going, I was in DC jail. Oh my God. That was crazy. I felt a little safer in DC than I did in Maryland. Y'all, at least in DC, they put me in a cell and I was behind bars. And PG, they don't put you in no cells. Like,
great chance.
You sit in the blue. You're on the blue side. They're like, oh God. Like, so it's a big ass room and it's a whole bunch of chairs. Yeah. And the chairs are color coordinated. So, depending on what you did, if you was about to do some fed time, you was all the way on the
burgundy chairs.
You sit over there.
If the burgundy chairs, the first row.
If you do a state time, then you got to sit over here.
Great chance.
Sit right there, whatever. Yep. If you about to do county shit, then you over here.
Yep.
That land. Black chairs.
Yep.
And then if you was like me, just in there off the humble, then they put you like right there. Like, they try to sequester me away, but I'm like, bro, we are in here. So I'm in here and I'm, you know, trying not to make too much eye contact with niggas and shit. And... they called this one dude and I looked and I was like, oh my God, I knew him. Mm-hmm. I went to school with him. I remember I used to know him back in the day. And you know, he was coming to do like his little processing and stuff. And I was sitting, I just don't have to be sitting by the chair near the desk or whatever. And we was chit-chatting. I'm like, how you been? Da-da-da-da. Like, we just chit-chatting.
Where you been at? Oh no, hold on. No, go finish your story though.
We chit chatting and shit. He was like, well, you know, they got me in for attempted murder. I was like, what? Sure enough, here come the little officer drone, like, ma'am, don't talk to him. I'm like, how are you gonna tell me not to talk to him, sir? He was like, it's people in here for some really bad stuff, and like, you cannot get comfortable here. I'm like, sir, these are my peers, first and foremost. Secondly,
what all these motherfuckers, right?
Like, I know that nigga. Like, that nigga been crazy since 93. Like, I've been in that motherfucker. He ain't gonna do shit to me. He gonna fuck with y'all. He ain't fucking with me. Shit.
Which one?
I want to know what the other nigga did. Truth be told, like, they said, what did he do?
Like that, for real, he cool. So you piss him off?
He been cool with me or whatever. He bought me honey buns back in the day. We ain't never had no problems.
Right. That's for somebody we fuck with.
You know what?
And he shot his mama. Man, he ain't that bad though. He ain't mean.
Back in the day, she was kind of mean, so.
Right. And you know how Miss Pearl is. It's like, no, but I was up in Marlboro one time, right? Sitting on the great chairs, chilling, waiting to get processed. And you know, got that little, like that little door in the back where you can see all the inmates when they going down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Behind where they process you at, that little door to the right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, don't worry about it. Anyway.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, yeah, it's that hallway, like right off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just sitting on the chairs. I'm just chilling, just laying back, watching TV. And I see my man in the hallway, right? He got on his motherfucking uniform and shit. My dumb ass. Nigga, where you been?
Nigga, in here.
Like, I see you when I get back, man. And they go, right. Like, nah, I'm over 9. You about to go to 12. I'm like, oh. He's like, but I got a detail, so I see you. I'm like, all right, bet. I'll let you.
Oh, my boy. Oh, yeah. No, because, man, all I know is I ain't know they ate like that in jail. And that was the one thing that kept me on the straight and narrow, because I was like, I ain't going to jail in the summertime eating jail food. That's fucked up. Because when they passed out them motherfucking... Right.
Them brown trays?
Them dinner trays, man, nasty. Man, they always... Oh, my God. So the... This one nigga gonna sit up here and talk about like, yeah, I don't eat pork. And they was like, that's, what did they say? It was some type of bologna, but it was halal bologna. Like they had like a vegetarian bologna. And I was like, you don't expect me to eat this shit. But the gag was watching niggas take like 2 and 5 of them sandwiches and like dogging that shit. And I was like,
yo,
oh, fuck
you. You seen me when I was in that motherfucker. When they finally proud of, they finally handed out the motherfucking bologna sandwiches with that little dab of man, with a little dab of mustard in the middle. Man, I'm telling you, it's like hitting the goal. It's like hitting the lottery when you hit that little piece of mustard. That thing was dry as a motherfucker till you get dry there.
Hell, and they got the nerve to serve you water. I was like, oh.
Even if it's orange, even if it's red, you be like, nigga, still water. like, ain't gonna put no sugar in this motherfucker, dog. I ain't gonna give me egg, no cool. Come on, dog.
Oh, they be giving you bug juice, straight bug juice.
Yes, that shit is the fucking worst, yeah.
Oh, man, like, this is inhuman. And then going through the whole process of how to get to the infirmary, and then niggas was like, I didn't know, like, you really got to put shit on your books and all the fees and fines. Like, that shit is a whole ass racket right there.
That's a racket.
Just setting up your commissary, setting your shit up, but it was like you could tell they was used to going in. One nigga, he brought his social security check so he could have his social security check deposited on his commissary while he was in there. That nigga, I know he was eating real good too.
Yeah, like, he ate real good. That's another way they get you. They be talking about the motherfucking you get your commissary and shit, then you finally get in that bitch, and they be like, yeah, you'll get it next week. Like, motherfucker, it's Tuesday. It's commissary day today. Nigga, what the fuck you mean I gotta wait till next Tuesday? And then I eat this bullshit at home. Oh, y'all got me fucked up. I ain't not going to the weekend with this shit.
Oh, and then
hey, look, Upper Marlboro was cool though. You know the worst place? I ain't gonna say the worst. Mm. I had the most fun down Waldorf though, down La Plata.
Mm-hmm. I ain't like La Plata. I ain't like none of the criminals they had in there because for real, it's a lot of motherfucking sex offenders down there. That's where all the pervs and skeeves are for real. Like, it's some skeeves and some fucked up people out here. But down there, they sex offender list. It's disgusting. It makes your skin crawl.
Look, I'm definitely not saying that women are lying or anything like that. But like, one of my cellmates, the one time I was down at the joint, one of my cellmates, he was in there on some rape shit. But Slim, that bitch was fucking lying, yo.
Young lady wasn't telling the truth.
Nah. When you put that kind of bone on a person, that bitch was lying. And I'm keeping it that way.
Did he get out?
I don't know. I got out before he did. I ain't seen him again. So. But this nigga was down that joint for 8 fucking months off a lie.
Wait a minute. Did they do any DNA processing or any testing?
He never even had sex with him. You know what they got him for? So he was sitting on the floor at a party, right? And the girl was on the couch. He wasn't trying to mess with her. He was married and he was over another girl house that he was sleeping with already. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy. Okay.
I mean, hey, look, I'm just telling you what he told me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. The nigga in jail? Okay, go ahead. But go ahead.
The little joint sitting on the couch, she all messing with him and everything. He like, nah, you know, leave me alone. He was like, she was young. He said, he didn't want to holler at her because
she was underage.
Yeah, he was like, I ain't thinking about this broad. You know what I mean? He was older than me. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, I kind of believe me. Like, we spent about 30 days together. So he was a really cool guy. You know what I'm saying? The girl was on the couch, kept messing with him and stuff, like playing with him and all that type shit, like trying to, you know. This nigga grabs her because she's like leaning all over his head, right? He grabs her by her like her leg and her arm and puts her over on a chair. Like, yo, leave me alone, right? She got mad, left the house. This nigga spent like another hour or two at the party. He goes home. 3 weeks later, this nigga get a motherfucker knock at the door. The police up there looking for him because the girl said that he raped her.
Wait.
And this is why you got to know your fucking law. Like, my degree is in criminal justice. Mm-hmm. But you got to know what your laws are, dog. I tell everybody this. Like, when I teach my concealed carry classes, the police are not your friend.
No.
Mm-mm. I don't mean that the police are bad. I'm not saying that they're bad.
They're not there for you.
Right. They are there to get whatever information they can and pass that shit on to a detective. They want to ask you whatever you say and they're gonna ask you whatever they want to ask you, because anything you say can and will be used against you
in a court of law. Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker, he goes to the police station.
You know, do you have a lawyer?
Nope. He walks in the joint. It's like, I don't know what y'all are talking about. Like, I didn't do anything. Talking to a damn detective. The detective is writing down everything. So the guy says, I mean, so you didn't touch her at all? He was like, nah. He's like, she kept messing with my neck. I picked her up. I threw her over on the couch. I mean, on the chair. And she left. So when you grabbed her, where did you grab her at?
Oh, Lord.
Like, I don't know. I got her like on her leg and her arm. And I just kind of put her over. Like, I just grabbed her like that and pushed her over to the chair. Well, when you grabbed her, did your hand maybe graze her vaginal area?
No.
He's like, no. He asked that nigga that question for 2 hours, right? That nigga broke down and was like, I don't know. Maybe it did. I don't know. All I know is I grabbed her by her leg and her arm and I threw her over there on the chair. I don't know if my hand hit anything. I just know I got her off me. And I said, all right, cool. Wrote that shit down. And locked his dumb ass up for grazing, for touching her inappropriately. Slim, let me tell you something. You have got to protect yourself at all times, man. Like they tell you when you get in the ring, nigga, keep your hands up at all times. He put himself in jail because he got frustrated. And the nigga, the detective, knew exactly what he was doing. I'm going to keep scratching right here until you tell me what I want you to tell me or get close enough so I can charge you with it.
Well.
And that motherfucker sat in jail. He was in that joint 7 months before I got there. And I'm like, young for that? He was like, dog, I lost my job. Almost lost my house. He was like, only thing I got going for me is my girl holding me down. I was like, I know we in jail, dog, but you need a hug? God damn, bro.
I mean, he was out there tricking Shawty. Like, why weren't you at home, my nigga?
But he wasn't. He was just at a party. You know how that Charles County shit is. Are you inbred Charles County?
Oh, See, I was. And that was the thing. I ain't roll out there like that with them people.
I know. And they kind of like keeping themselves, but they be doing their thing though. Like,
oh, they get down. They get right down, because I said it all the time. I lived in a quiet ghetto. Like, it was ghetto, but it was really quiet. Right. Like, early in the morning, you see tanks running through with jump out squads. And then, like, in the middle of the day, you be hearing them kicking in doors, but it will always be like on the back side of my neighborhood. It wasn't on my side. No, I was off the parkway.
Yeah, where?
Western Parkway.
On that side. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know exactly. Yeah, I already know where you was at.
Yeah.
That joint was a trap, Shawty.
That was my hood, though. We lived there for like 12 years, and for real, we was chilling.
Had two different joints that lit around there, yo. That joint was the trap, yo.
Listen.
Yeah.
It was quiet. It was a lot of, you know, families, a lot of, you know, I lived in a working class neighborhood. My side of the street was working class.
So I lived in Huntington Square.
Oh, you lived over there.
So look, the front where I lived at was quiet and cool. When you get to the back.
When you go in the back.
The back was wild as shit.
That's where you saw all the motherfucking, what was them cars niggas was always driving. That's when you saw all the motherfucking, them cruisers. Everybody got a cruiser, a Buick, something.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Like before they hit me with that bullshit, they hit me with. I was chilling down that joint. Like I was just like, I was cool down in Charles County. Like, but the motherfuckers let me know.
You gotta stay on your P's and Q's down there.
So they gave me a DUI on a day that I wasn't even drinking.
Oh.
Yo. What?
You weren't even drinking?
Yo, I had a birthday party, right? My birthday was on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I had a birthday party that Friday down Martini's. I mean,
yeah,
shit-faced. You hear me? Shit-faced. Boom.
You was fucked up.
Of course.
I mean, say that. Like, for real,
I wasn't driving.
You were?
No, because I knew I was going on for my birthday. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna tell you what happened. You know, the next day after a heavy night of drinking, you can't do shit. Mm-hmm. But take shits, you know what I mean? You know, you can't do that. You know what I mean? So that whole day I slept. That was it. Slept all fucking day trying to get my life together. About 2 o'clock in the morning, I am fucking starving, right? Everything in the house frozen. I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna go to Wawa. Hop in the car, go to Wawa, walk in that joint, order me something to eat. And my two homies that live right across the street from me, they walk in. They was trying to get me to go out with them. They wanted me to go to the game room with them that night, but I was like, nah, I'm fucked up, bro. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, them niggas like, yo, what you about to do? You up? I'm like, yeah. You drink? Nah, but you know, I had a couple J's to talk to some. Bet, say less. Mm-hmm. We all going home. Get to the light right there by the Best Buy and everything, about to make that left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the light was yellow when I hit it. It was yellow, goddamn it.
Yeah, I feel you. Look, I feel you.
Motherfucker gonna try to tell me it was red. He way over there by the goddamn Best Buy.
How you know?
No, I mean, you two cars behind. Nigga, I ain't even.
I can't stand the sheriff out there. When the sheriff's out there, you tripping. Fuck them. No,
them troopers. Them state troopers.
Fucking troopers, too.
Man. So, motherfucker gonna pull me over. There's a strong smell of alcohol coming from the car. No, it ain't, bitch. It's teriyaki meatballs, bitch. Like, calm the fuck down, bro. Like, I ain't been drinking. Like, I couldn't drink. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't drink right now.
Hmm.
This motherfucker give me all the sobriety tests. I pass all of them. This nigga's like, all right, well, I got to give you a breathalyzer. No, you don't.
Oh, bitch.
No, you don't. I passed everything. I don't got to take that. Well, you can take it or you can go to jail. Like, bitch, if I take it, you're going to take me to jail anyway, nigga. So let's see how it play out.
Well.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because, no, it was the white girl in the sheriff's office down on Leonardtown Road. It was this white girl, and they almost locked me up because I was about to cuss out and go through that plexiglass and wring her neck.
Skin joint that be in the front. You know?
That bitch lying about stupid shit. I was like, I looked at her. I walked right up to that parking lot because I had one of those maintenance orders because I had a light bulb out. And they was like, you got to get your light bulb and then go to the sheriff's. So I'm like, well, it's two people out there in the parking lot. I said, can one of them help me? And she was like, no, they can't help you. Something, you got to sit and wait. Everybody's at lunch. And I'm seeing niggas walk in and out. And that's another thing. The black police down there, them coons sitting there like watching her lie to me. I walk right outside. And she was like, man, I walk right outside. And I walk to the guy. I was like, can you help me? And he, sure enough, he was like, sure. And he took my thing and signed off on it. And I left. And I started to go back up in there and let that bitch have it. But I was like, no, let me get the fuck out of here because fuck Charles County.
Yeah. Fuck them niggas, man. I lost my job. I lost everything behind that shit. My clearance, all that, man. Homeless, everything.
And look at you now, though.
That's all right. You know what I mean? I got two businesses now, so hey, you can't keep a good nigga down.
Listen, I'm glad you bounced back and were able to kind of work through that because, yeah, I definitely feel you. That would have been some bullshit. It would have pissed me off, too. And ain't even going front.
You wanna know what really made me mad?
What?
I had to go do that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they let me out on a Wednesday at 7 p.m. Mm. I got evicted Thursday morning at 9 a.m.
Because you was gone for 30 days.
Yeah.
Oh. Nigga.
What?
But you know what? Off the noble. Now that you know, we circle back around now.
Yep.
Like you balling out here.
None lessons, baby.
Ah. I just gotta get off this paperwork. Oh, whatever.
I was talking to your audience. I got you.
Okay, thank you. Sorry. No, holla at Corey Fats Castleberry so that you can get your gun, HQL, and your training, and you can bring your homies, you can bring your kids, you can bring your granny. Oh,
and I'm doing this new thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-part thing. It's called Ladies Night, though.
Oh.
So we would meet like on a Friday evening. There'll be wine. There'll be videos. We're going to talk guns. Won't be any live guns in the room. But we're going to go over everything gun. You guys are going to make it. I'm going to make it fun. It's going to be enjoyable. It's going to be for all your good girlfriends, five or six of y'all, maybe 10, whatever. You know what I mean? Then the next morning, we meet at the range to do the shooting qualification.
Okay. You know, you should totally make that like a retreat where, you know, maybe I would say get an Airbnb. And then that way everyone comes and, you know, they have a place to stay. You can, you know, settle in for the evening and then, you know, kind of go and do the whole, you know, arrange next and then get you like a nice little for us bus so you can provide transportation and everything. Like, make it nice. I'm just saying.
Think about that. I'm gonna see if I can do something.
I mean, if you're gonna do it, like, I definitely, because here's the deal. I can see the first night happening and me not returning the second day, depending on how fucked up I get.
I'm not gonna let y'all get fucked up, though.
I mean, but I know you're not gonna let me get fucked up, but I'm going to go out and get fucked up, like,
right? Like, like, I had to go finish it off. I got you.
I mean, like, you start me with some wine, like, let's go to the park. I'm like, we gotta finish. No, right. You can't give me two cups of wine and I just go home. Who do you think I am?
You're right.
Who do you think I am? But that's, you know, if it's a retreat, they're there, they're guaranteed to finish and everything. And then, you know, can charge more because it's all inclusive. And you cook too, don't you? You should totally scramble eggs in the morning. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that though. It could definitely happen.
Yes. I will hit you. I'll send you an invoice for my consulting fee.
You do that.
We will. We're gonna put it all together. It's like, no, you just go give me some honey.
Oh, got you. Yeah. Done. Say less.
We definitely need to catch back up and hang back out again.
Yeah.
So I'll slide through whatever. I was gonna try to do the late night kickback. But it's looking like that's not going to happen for a number of reasons. But I, I'm still around. Definitely going to be around, whatever. Definitely.
Should have been at the all night cookout last night. Oh, that was lit.
Wait, are you going to the one next week?
I don't know. I'm supposed to be out of town. So I don't know.
Oh, that's the one I'm going to. I'm going to the one on the 9th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm supposed to be in North Carolina, though. That's why I don't know.
Okay. Well,
I can wiggle my way out of it, I'd be there.
Okay, I was about to say, me and my friends gonna be there, and we gonna have the little for us bus pack with all, you know, yum yum.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so we'll be out there or whatever, and I need to get my little camping outfit together too. Figure out what I'm gonna wear.
Gotcha.
Get my camping wig too. No, but thank you for coming. I had a good time. I know you got to get ready to go. I got to get ready. We both going out tonight, so we got to do what we got to do. But again, tell everybody where they can find you. And don't forget to text me your info so when I put the show notes in, I can go ahead and put all your social media into it too, so people can
gotcha. Find you as well. So it's Corey Fats Castleberry on Facebook. It's Fats the Gun Guy, FATS. DAGUNGUY on Instagram. My Cash App is Fats the Gun Guy too. You can send a little donation, you know, whatever you want to do. But that's where you can find me there. Instagram, Facebook, Merlin Small Arms Gun Range. It's what I do. All you got to do is book an appointment. Just let me know when you want to go, what you're trying to get. I do Maryland, DC, Virginia, Utah, Arizona, Florida. We can get your license, conceal carry, whatever you want to do.
And that's Corey with a K, y'all.
Yes, K-O-R-E-Y.
Mm-hmm. And that's Castleberry, like Tackleberry.
Right. It is.
I thought about that. I seen the police academy and I was like, Tackleberry. I should call Corey, like Tackleberry. That's what we'll call him.
It's not a real. They've been calling me that forever.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's not going to be the same. Ain't going to hit the
now
same.
I earned it, though. Now I earned it.
Oh, yeah. That is you.
Now shit. I do act like Tackleberry.
Thank y'all for coming out. God right. bless y'all. Good night. And as always, you can catch Highly Inappropriate on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podomatic. Well, not Podomatic. You can catch old Cooking the Gooch episodes on Podomatic. And the newer Highly Inappropriate before we move to Span Network. So if you follow on the Span Network, you can find my episodes. Also, I did create my new Twitter handle or whatever. It is High Spanet. So it's H-I-G-H Spanet, S-P-A-N-N-E-T. all one word on Twitter. You can still find me on IG at highly_inappropriate_spanet. And you can catch the Highly Inappropriate Facebook page on Facebook. So, like we said, Black people, start getting to the gun range, start looking into responsible gun ownership and weaponry. Okay. And contact someone in your area. If you don't live in the areas that Corey is named, contact someone like Corey in your area to make sure you're getting properly trained, properly understanding how to use your weapon, as well as properly getting your paperwork and licensure in order. So
Corey has a car. Just call me. I'll meet you somewhere. I ain't worried about that.
Oh, he has a car. Corey will travel.
Yeah, Corey will travel. You have funds. I got guns. Let's go.
We love it. We love it. So, all right, this was good. We definitely want you to come back. We appreciate you for coming. I want you to have a good night. I want you to get home safe. Okay.
You got it. You too.
All right. And
in trouble.
I keep it on the south side of things. But no, we're gonna get up and we're gonna party some more, actually.
There it is.
Did they have the little jazz joint last Thursday, or did they cancel it because of the weather?
Weather canceled.
Okay, well,
looks like canceled this weekend too. This week, but we'll see.
Oh, we'll play that by ear. If not, we could just go pregame down. Let's go. We never did the Infuse pregame either, so.
Oh, I'm out there every day, so just meet me at Infuse any day.
Wait a minute, that's where you were?
Huh?
Yo, you just out there every day. Never mind.
Yeah, I have nowhere else to go. So,
all right. So that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna park a lot, pimple y'all one day.
Perfect. Bring everything. Cause we do everything in that parking lot. Okay.
Say less. All right. I'm gonna holler. Tell Lloyd and them I said what's up. I'll holler at y'all later.
All right.
All right. Bye.